The Emperor of Intergalactic Funk is out with a new memoir, and that man, George Clinton, has stories to tell. Clinton's life in music spans six decades, from doo-wop to hip-hop. Along the way, he turned two bands, Parliament and Funkadelic, into a caravan of funkified soul, rock, science fiction, and showbiz at its most outrageous, complete with a spaceship landing on stage. Songs like this have been so influential over the years. George Clinton and his cast of musicians have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. From our New York bureau, Clinton described the moment in 1970 when funk met psychedelic in the band Funkadelic.
We were getting ready to make new music, way back up in the wood type of funk. Something totally brand new, to the point of being out of this world.
Well, before this leap into the stratosphere, can we talk for a moment about your doo-wop days? In the 50s and the early 60s, when you were a teenager and just a young man, you were making music, working as a barber, when the barbershop was the place to be in your neighborhood in New Jersey.
Yes. I mean, that was the place to be, period, back then, because you got the pimps, the preachers, the politicians and players. You had all the peas hanging around there. And getting your hair cost a lot of money at the time. Whereas a haircut was 75 cents, to get your hair done was $7.
What would be the $7 haircut?
Oh, you know, you had rollers. I mean, they had the big pompadour. You look at a little Anthony. If you look at some of the old pictures of the Temptations, you see the hairdos I'm talking about. Those are the big pompadours.
Mm. In that period, though, to sing and to have a group, I mean, I imagine the competition, just even in the neighborhood, would be stiff.
There was two groups in every grade school, junior high school, on every other street corner. You heard somebody under the street lights at night, you know, harmonizing.
In that moment in time, you did actually have a hit record. It made it on the charts.
Yes,
Testify.
In 1967, we had a record called Testify, which was signaling the kind of the peak of Motown as the phenomenon that it had been.
And don't you know that I just want to testify what your love has done for me? Everybody sing. Oh, girl, want to testify what your love has done for me?
That was right at the cusp of a big change in music. And one thing that I discovered in the book that really interested me was that the British invasion, the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, you do not begrudge them their sound that derived from blues and black American music.
Oh, no. I don't never begrudge anybody when something new is happening. You have to be down with it if you want to stay around. You ain't got time for no begrudging.
In fact, Clinton and the band were happy to shed their suits, $7 haircuts, and harmonizing. Soon, their shows came to include a cast of cosmic characters in wild costumes, playing out subversive, often funny, and sometimes lewd storylines.
We became what we call all the way funky.
You know, this is one moment when radio fails. Because to see photographs of you all on stage is to see like a circus.
Right. We had an underwater show with fish. We had Mr. Wiggle the Worm, Star Child.
There was Dr. Funkenstein. You have Sir Nose.
Sir Nose was so cool. He was like one of the barbershop people who wouldn't go swimming. He might get their hair messed up. They didn't want to dance. They didn't want to make love. You know, they were too cool for anything. But you can't funk when you like that.
A lot of effort was spent trying to get him to, whatever, give up the funk.
To give up the funk and dance. Now, that worked almost every place we played until you get to New York. When you get to New York, cool is such the thing to be that they was on his side. People in the audience would be like, leave Sir Nose alone. He don't want to dance. They sided with him.
We One Nation Under a Groove.
Wow. That's the Holy Grail.
Dale Shucker.
Is it just to dance away out of our constriction?
That song, One Nation Under a Groove, and Knee Deep. Everybody knows that from 1,000 other records.
Yeah.
Listen up, B.
Yeah. Boy, was it neat. Okay. Yeah. Not just what? Needy.
Oh, yeah, those were the days.
This would be a song that brings us to the subject of sampling.
Oh, very good, because it's the first song we got paid for sampling. De La Soul, they gave us $100,000 when they used it to make Me, Myself, and I.
Just Me, Myself, and I.
The concept of sampling is legit and is cool. And we're very all right with sampling.
What George Clinton isn't all right with is where the money paid by artists to use his music has gone. He spent years in court in a string of lawsuits claiming that record companies and lawyers have taken what is rightfully his, so far with little success. But Clinton still does not begrudge musicians from Ice Cube to Jay-Z using his music in their songs. In fact, he's downright upbeat about sampling as a kind of creativity across the generations.
Whenever we see kids doing something new, we start biting off of them before they, while they think they're biting off us, we be biting back. And if somebody sample our record, I'll sample their record back with our song on it.
George Clinton, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. And his brothers be yo like George. Ain't that funkin' kind of hard on you?
And that is the title of George Clinton's new memoir. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was composed by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.